ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Thank you for downloading the podcast, 90s Nostalgia Lovers. It was our 90s nostalgia show. Is your hair hurting at all?
Oh, it's not actually, surprisingly. I thought it might.
It looks like because I can see a lot of your scalp.
I have those little butterfly clips in my hair that were so the rage in the 90s. I did have to change my headphones for the show, though, because any kind of pressure on them are like little needles to your scalp. Yeah. So I will be taking them out as soon as the show's over.
What you did do, you put in Bard earphones, but what would have been ideal was the headphones that had the fluffy little kind of things that just sat over your ears and like one kind of strip of
tiny
wire,
strip
like
of
a
wire.
Tiny wire that went over the top.
Old school like Walkman headphones.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and but I don't own any of those anymore, and if I did, they would not be working.
Whatever the opposite of noise cancelling is, that's what they were.
They wouldn't be very good.
It was a huge show, so it was all 90s, like 90s music, 90s content, and a 90s reunion with the cast of Agro's Cartoon Connection.
Agro and Anne-Marie back together again with so many memories.
There's actually an exclusive extended cut of that you can get on this podcast feed. So if you like that, like we can only get, you know, a couple of 5-6 minute segments on the radio.
Yeah.
But the whole thing went for like 20 something minutes.
We talked to them for so long. Well, they talked to each other for so long and we just were there to
We just
watch.
Sat back.
We just watched and listened.
It was very much their reunion. But get that on this very podcast feed and enjoy it now. Cliffo and Gabby's podcast, The 90s Nostalgia Show.
Go back up now. Go!
Cliffo and Gabby.
Yeah, a bit of a 90s nostalgia confession right now.
You look nervous.
Okay, so I really, really loved Gladiators in the 90s. I have talked about that because we had Vulcan on the show once.
Yeah.
The meanest of the gladiators for memory. You remember the show, don't you?
Gladiators were the best. We'd all sit around as a family and watch, and we'd all have our favourite gladiator, and we'd all cheer as they came out, like Viper or Storm.
Yeah.
Fire.
Taipan. I confessed to you the other day, Taipan the gladiator used to go tss with his two fingers like Taipan fangs. And when people would cross me in the 90s, I would go tss.
Because you're a big fan.
Like Taipan would. I hex you. But the confession I want to make is I was so pathetic that I bought 2 copies of the official Gladiator magazine that dropped in the 90s.
Yeah.
I bought one so I could rip the posters out and put them on my wall.
Yeah.
And I had one that I would put in a special pile that my brother was not allowed to touch. And I didn't even really want to open them. I like to keep them mint condition because I thought they were so valuable. So my walls were absolutely, like top to bottom, four walls of the bedroom covered head to toe.
Gladiators.
With gladiators posters.
But you still had the perfect
and
magazines
I still had the perfect
as well.
Magazine.
That's great.
And I would even, the stash of the ones that were mint condition, I would even hide them sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought people would want to take them.
They might steal them.
That's
might
right.
break in and steal them.
But that was my poster obsession, I guess, on the wall in the 90s with gladiators.
My poster I had on my wall was of the Spice Girls when it was all 5 of the Spice Girls, right? And then when Ginger Spice left
Jerry
the band, I was devastated. And I got out a fat permanent marker and I drew a huge cross through the face on the poster.
You did it!
So I had this poster on my wall of the Spice Girls, but she had this dirty black cross through her face because she left. She's dead to me.
When I said I've got a pathetic 90s confession to make, I didn't know you were going to one-up it. Oh, that's awesome.
She left. How dare she?
Did you go make a voodoo doll with red hair after that?
I didn't.
Sticking pins in it? Look, all right, so that's our poster confessions. 131060, give us a call. Who dominated your walls in the 90s?
There were some great ones you could get from TV Hits magazine.
Smash Hits.
Smash Hits. And they do those big posters you could pull out and put on your wall, yeah. And they were the bomb.
Dolly wasn't really doing many posters, was it, back in the day?
If they did, it was like an A4 one. Like, it wasn't. Yeah. Girlfriend, I think, did a couple, but yeah.
Because the magazines that did the posters well were the ones that were stapled together, and the magazines would often, in the middle, it'd be a huge one.
Yeah, that was all folded out.
Yeah. Mm. Look, 13 10 60, give us a call. It's a bit of poster reminiscing, I guess, this morning. Who dominated your walls in the 90s? Mm. Gladiators for me.
Spice Girls minus Jerry Halliwell for me.
Spice Girls for Gabby. 13, 10, 60, your 90s poster memories. Louise.
Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
What was he doing in the poster? Was he looking at you all sultry?
In a couple of those posters where they're posing, they were. But the ones where they're doing in, like, in the band posters.
I was going to say, you'd have some live action ones as well too, wouldn't you?
Sweat dripping off them.
But I sweat dripping off them. Leonie.
Sexy.
Going back, yeah. Bianca's here. Hey, Bianca, who dominated your walls?
Girlfriend and Dolly magazines. Literally just anyone and everything.
So did they have posters in those magazines?
They did. They had so many.
Was it just like A4 size posters, or were they fold out ones?
Fold out ones. They were all sorts of different sizes. Some were like really, really big.
Yeah, see, because I don't remember them in Dolly in that as well either. I thought it was more because Dolly was a bit thicker and it was a glued magazine. You know, it was a bit more quality, I think, wasn't it? Or did it have a staple in the middle?
That was a long time ago. I can't remember.
It's going back.
I feel like the ones with the staples, like the smash hits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're
it was easier to rip them out.
For posters. Yeah, because they're ripped
out.
Yeah,
and you'd be really careful trying to pull them out so you didn't rip them.
Do you still have the posters now, Bianca?
No, I had a garage that was my room, so there was so many that when I moved, I just got rid of them.
That's so
even cool. Then, though, too, I remember, Gabby, you were saying you have to rip them out real carefully, but even then you put the poster on the wall and you could still see the little holes in the joints.
And sometimes it would be on their face.
It looks so tacky.
Like on their nose, they'd have these little holes.
Yeah.
It was so
holy
bad.
Holy nose, Johnny Depp. And I think, actually, who was it for you, Jodie? Who donned your walls in the 90s?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it was Johnny Depp.
What from what era is this?
21 Jump Street, Crybaby, Edward Scissorhands, all of them.
Dude, Crybaby, that was a good, it was a musical movie, and I should not have watched that when I was as young as I was.
It was awesome.
It's a raunchy movie, that one.
I feel
one.
Like there was a bit of that in the 90s. Like, our parents were a bit like,
They're a bit laxy-daisy, weren't they?
Gotta learn sometime.
I don't want to talk to you about the birds and the bees. Just go watch the movie.
Go watch any Johnny Depp film ever.
Let's talk about iconic 90s ads at the moment, though, because I feel like back in the 90s, there were more individual awesome ads that stick in your mind than what there are now. They're a bit more generic these days. But
I've never thought of that, but now you say it out loud, I have to agree.
Yeah.
It was the decade of creative ads. Ads were so creative back then that there was TV shows.
Yes.
Of the best ads from around the world. Like, they would literally fill 30-minute TV blocks playing nothing but ads.
They were super creative and super fun.
Andrew Datto used to host one. And with Kane the dog.
That's right.
Amazing.
Well, here's a bit of a throwback for you. First up, we're going all the way back to 1990. This one definitely wins the best jingle on a TV ad.
Spray and wipes out breeze, 'cause it cuts through toughest grease. The kitchen's sparkling clean and the buyer's very keen. So thank you.
Ajax, spray and wipe. Yeah. Remember, spray and wipe would always save the day.
Always
like, save
the day.
We're sleeping in, then we found out the in-laws are coming around.
Gotta go.
Spray and wipe saved the day.
Back in 1992, this was actually a Yellow Pages ad. I didn't know it was a Yellow Pages ad, but it's definitely one that I quote.
Yeah, I've got a problem with my Google mobile, and I was wondering if G-O-G-G-O.
See, you could have played the Not Happy Jan as well, too.
It's another good Yellow Pages one.
Were the king of creative copy.
That's some fabulous ones.
In the 90s.
In 1994, a big celebrity now was in a TV ad before she was famous. Cate Blanchett was in this very memorable Tim Tams ad.
3,000 years in that. How dull. You know the deal? Three wishes and all that?
Three, huh? All right. I want a packet of Tim Tams that never runs out.
I legit mouthed along with that.
So memorable. Did you know that was Cate Blanchett?
Nah, but you got to start somewhere,
I had no idea it was her.
One of her best performances.
1997, McCain's They Done It Again.
Marge, the rains are here.
McCain Super Juicy Corn Cobbets. Ah, McCain, you've done it again.
It wasn't the rain, it was the kids eating out of the top window and corn. The juice dropping on the rusty roof.
A little fact about that ad, those corn kernels that they were eating out of the top window were plastic and they were faking it. Anyway, coming in 1998, this one has to end our look back at 90s TV ads, because this is the one we all dreamed of being in. It was the Qantas ad where the boys and girls choir got to travel all over the world to sing this on iconic monuments.
Why am I picturing a young Gabby Elgood standing on a kitchen table with a bedsheet wrapped around herself?
Pretending I was on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge or something. I wanted to be those kids so bad.
Gabby, I've told you, stay out of the linen closet and get off the table.
Cliffo and Gabby's Film Friday.
Okay. There was a big hole when we were prepping the 90s nostalgia show.
We hadn't represented movies.
We've got to get movies in it.
Yeah.
And for me, the movie series that defined the 90s, there were so many, but if I had to pick one, it would be Kevin McAllister.
Oh, yeah.
Being Left.
Yeah.
Home Alone. Not once.
But a few
not
times.
Not twice. That happened a few times. But this morning, reliving Home Alone 2, the scene where the cranky concierge pretty much busts down his hotel room door where he's staying at in New York City. And to kind of fend him off, Kevin McAllister plays back the gangster movie.
We all know the scene.
On the video.
It's a good one.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
So I'm going to play, like, the videotape.
Brr.
Please rewind. And you're going to play Mr. Hector, the cranky concierge.
Yes.
And I've got the Home Alone music too, so get into character. Here we go. With Vaughn Gabby's Film Friday, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Action.
Hold it right there.
Oh, this is the concierge, sir.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator. You was here last night too, wasn't you?
Yes, sir, I was.
You was here, and you were smooching with my brother.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, sir.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, Little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cheeks, Bony Bob, Cliff. I could go on forever, baby.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you're mistaken. We're looking for a young man.
All right. I believe you. But my Tommy gun don't... Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
I love you?
You gotta do better than that!
I love you!
Maybe I'm off my hinges, but I believe you. That's why I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna give you, to the count of three, to get your lousy, low-lying, four-flushing carcass off my door. One, two, three. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal! And a happy new year!
Stay in your rooms! This is an emergency! There's an insane guest with a gun!
Cut!
Oh. I think we did okay. Pretty good.
Oh.
I think we did okay.
Did we?
I don't know.
I feel like I need bushier eyebrows to play that part, but I tried.
I tell you, it's the best videotape I've ever played in my whole life. I'm happy with it.
Cliffo and Gabby, food dudes.
We are lovers of food here at the Cliffo and Gabby Show and lovers of 90s snack food. Because we were talking yesterday about a 90s lunchbox, right? Because it's very different to a lunchbox in this day and age where everything is healthy.
Healthier now,
there's,
aren't they?
There's no prepackaged stuff.
My daughter's school has so many rules. Has particular, like, we had recess and I would go out and eat, you know, things covered in chocolate and sugar and that. But they do a thing called Brain Boost where they have fruit or yogurt or cheese.
God, the times are different, aren't they? Much. So what I've done is I've packed you, Cliffo, a 90s style lunchbox. So this is the kind of lunchbox we would have gone to school with back in the 90s.
I love it.
Very, very different to today's lunchbox. So I'm going to pass this over to you.
I'm so excited to go through this. It's actually in a lunchbox as well. Oh, that
and
is
I've
such
decorated
a,
it.
That's a 90s style lunchbox.
I
as
decorated
well.
It for you. It's all fake Harry Potter stickers.
in the top, first thing I can see is a packet of barbecue flavored Samboy chips.
Hit me with a Samboy. Yeah.
So good. Okay. I'm gonna go in with the thing then that I would eat first. I think, or maybe eat last.
Is it?
Yeah,
sandwich?
Last because it's not completely covered in sugar. It's a Devon sandwich.
Devon and tomato.
Soaked in tomato sauce.
Sandwich.
My God, there is a lot of sauce on that.
I didn't know you could even still buy Devon.
There is a an Uncle Toby's La Snack in here.
Yeah.
And they've still got the little foily bit on the top. Oh my God, there's a push pop.
You know it.
Don't push me.
Push pop. Ha! Wasn't that the best?
And last but not least, this is the most genetically not natural food I think you could ever find.
We're talking about
a shopping
fruit.
Center. It's an Uncle Toby's roll up, everyone.
It's fruit. It's,
in other words,
fruit.
It's sugar
in a roll.
In a roll form that gets literally the worst thing ever. It gets stuck between your teeth, so the sugar can stick in there all day and literally rot away at your teeth.
Perfect.
They still make roll-ups.
They still make roll-ups. I think they are a healthier version. This
how do they get away
this
with
way
that?
Around?
Have to be.
Yeah,
mate,
but
that is
there was a few things
a
I wanted to get in there that I couldn't. Like I had juice poppers that I've got at home, but I couldn't fit it in the lunchbox. So apologies, you missed out on a drink.
My Nutella is missing in there with the little white paddle.
Yeah,
to scoop it out. But look, hit us up. We're going to put that up at our Insta, at Cliffo and Gabby.
Yes.
Tell us what we've missed in the 90s lunchbox.
What
was your favourite?
Snack food did you take to school in the 90s? Let us know.
Hit us up on the socials now, Cliffo and Gabby.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.